بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كان فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. أنبياء عليهم السلام will not intentionally break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes there can be a mistake, a miscalculation, or a misjudgment. On the side of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, there was a miscalculation, and Hazrat Hawa and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, they had consumed from the forbidden tree. So although outwardly this seemed to be a mistake, and they were then sent to the dunya, but in reality this was the means of a lot of goodness coming about, because they had to come to this dunya. Then in this dunya there were so many prophets, so many anbiya that came, and so much of dini work that had taken place, so many pious people were born, so much of good had come about as a result of this mistake. And obviously this was already decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was part of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what was the sequence of events going to take place. And subsequently Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will come to this dunya. So when they consumed from that tree, then although Surah Al-Baqarah does not give that details, but other surahs of the Quran Sharif, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. As soon as they tasted from the tree, then they became naked, and their private parts had appeared before them. وَطَفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they began covering themselves with the leaves of Jannat. Insan's nature, natural disposition is that he doesn't want to be seen naked. So immediately they tried to cover themselves, and they felt very bad about this. They felt very embarrassed. In fact, there's some reports that mention that in this state of embarrassment, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam just started running like in Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, "Oh Adam, where are you running? Are you trying to run away from me?" So he said, "Oh Allah, it is this embarrassment that I'm feeling so bad that I have broken your command, and as a result now our clothes have been removed." Ulama explained, this was the first attack of Shaitan on humanity. First attack. And Shaitan knew very well what will be the outcome of this, that the clothing will be removed and they will be naked. Until now, if you look at the agents of Shaitan, this is one of the very strong weapons they're using in the world. How they can take the haya away from people. Because remember, your clothing, covering yourself, is all linked to your haya. Person's got haya, he's got shame, he's got modesty. They'll be very particular about all these things. So they're seeing how they can attack that modesty and haya, because that is like the breaking system. You know, the haya is what will stop you from going towards haram. So till now, this is one of the strong and lethal weapons they're using against us. And that is why in Islam, one of the most important obligations after iman is to make sure your body is covered properly, your satr is covered. Satr has to be covered for men from the navel till the knees. Wherever, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, whether you're jogging, whether you're running, whatever you're doing, your satr must be covered. Satr should not be exposed. In namaz, if some part of your satr is exposed, your namaz will be invalid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded them, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا أَنْ تِلْكُمُ الشَّجَرَةِ وَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Did I not stop you from consuming?